Okay, this is going to be a question and answer discussion between Ashley Carroll and I. We're going to discuss and explore the issues that a debtor with domestic support obligation may encounter in a Chapter 13 case. We're also going to discuss the requirements of confirmation, the difference between Section 507A1A and B, and the exception to automatic stay, and wage deduction and interception of tax refund after the bankruptcy case is filed. So.
And before I begin, the state wants to make sure that I read this statement, which means that actually it's the positions and opinions expressed are those of the presenter alone and should not necessarily be deemed to reflect those of the Attorney General of Texas nor the Office of the Attorney General. Meaning,
to ignore the statement that was read.
Well, and they want to make sure that if you rely on any of this, it's my fault and not the Attorney General's.
Okay. So, Ashley, the first question I have for you, what are the requirements for confirmation of the plan?
Well, I think the requirements are pretty simple and laid out, and I don't think that there's a very sticky issue with domestic support obligations, but, of course, I'm not on the other end. But primarily, when you file the bankruptcy, you have the post-petition portion that you have to meet under 1325A8, and that is to remain current on the obligation that is ongoing throughout the bankruptcy. Otherwise, it could cause the plan not to confirm. If you want to file a modification, it could block or hold up the modification until those payments are taken care of. And, of course, the discharge at the end, which everyone wants, the discharge and fresh start.